Background music there of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is going to be program number 551 in that continuing series as our theme wraps up right there. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 84 is our temperature here in Albany. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line, bring him in, and say good morning to Mr. Jens Jensen. Jens, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good morning to you, and good morning to all the listeners, and a special good morning to all the ladies here who are moms, and happy Mother's Day to them. And, you know, the weather is so nice. It's a beautiful day to spend with your mother, you know?
It is, and boy, you are smooth, I'll tell you. You must have done radio work in your past, huh?
How did you know? Yes, I did.
Did you really?
I worked at KLGR in Redwood Falls, back from about 1985 to 1990, and then I did a year and a half or so KCHK in New Prague.
Well, awesome. I always like getting radio guys on the air because it makes my job so much easier. I ask the question and I let them run with it, so perfect. Well, Jens, for folks that don't know you, let's start at the very beginning. Where were you born and raised, and a little bit about the family?
Yeah, I was born in the borough of the Bronx in New York City.
Okay.
A long time ago, and then with my dad's work, of course, he and my mom came over from Denmark in 1947 after the Second World War. My dad's work brought him to New York City, and they lived on Long Island. And then when the office in New York closed, my parents stayed in America. We moved to the state of Maryland, and also then in 64, we moved to Wisconsin, and then I moved up here in 1980.
Okay, so, very good.
So, yeah.
And married and family?
Oh, yes. And so we have, my wife is Kathleen, or Kathy, mm-hmm. and we have one daughter, Kirsten.
Okay.
And so with Mother's Day today, we'll get together with Kirsten this afternoon, and we did a little celebrating yesterday, too. So.
Well, that's awesome. Wonderful. Yeah. And any siblings at all?
I had a brother.
Uh-huh.
He passed. He died in 1996.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. Okay.
So, yeah. So I'm the only one left. My parents are gone, of course, too. And so I'm the only one that's left. So.
Oh, my goodness. You are an orphan.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we play the orphan waltz.
That's right. There you go. Well, Jens, as we move along, so where did you go to school and where did you graduate from?
Well, I went to school basically in Lamira High School, Lamira, Wisconsin. And then, of course, I went to the University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh as a music education major. And that's where I graduated from and had a music, like I said, a music education degree.
Okay. And so you've done some teaching for your day job then?
Yes, I taught in Wisconsin for about 3 years, 5 years total, and then moved to Fairfax, Minnesota, did some teaching there. And then now that we live here in Rockford, Minnesota, I've been subbing at Rockford High School, and I have a lifetime subbing license.
Oh.
And so I can go into any classroom and be a substitute teacher.
Oh, wow. So, wonderful. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's very, very rewarding, very, very rewarding experience. I can do special education, history, geography, chemistry, English, you name it, Spanish.
Wow. That's great. Holy buckets. And I thought you were just a Rainbow Valley Dutchman. I mean, I had no idea you were so qualified.
Well, yeah, I started with Andy Justman's orchestra. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin a long, long, long time ago, and got into Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman Band for many, many years. And then I've been lately playing with Chris Kelchin's River Bend Dutchman, and also helping out Tom Retka's Jolly Huntsman and Craig Ebel's Diversico. And that's kind of on and off type thing, wherever they need me.
Sure.
So that's been about it lately.
You bet. And then you've been seen with the tribute bands. We seen you just a year ago at Donnie Klosner, or not a year ago, that was the spring, at the Babe Wagner tribute band for Donnie's funeral. And then, of course, the Elmer Scheid tribute band at the Cato Ballroom in Mankato. That was a year ago. And, you just almost have to pinch yourself to be playing with the quality of musicians that you work with, huh? They're all just like you. Really good.
Yes. Yeah, that was quite an honor. I can go back to when I met Randy Dorschner in 1971 at college, and then here I am into 72, in the summer of 72, sitting in Ray Dorschner's house with Randy and Ray, and we're listening to Ray's albums, but we're also listening to Elmer Scheid's albums, and I can still see myself sitting there and listening to Scheid, and Randy is coaching me, about this and that. Listen to what Romy Cayley is doing, and listen to this, and this was, and I started to pick up on his style. And now, if you would have told me back in 72 that in 2022, 23, 24, I would be playing in the Elmer Scheid tribute band playing Romy Cayley's part, I would have said, "You're crazy. There's no way I can do that."
Exactly.
And what fun that was. It was, like I said, it was such an honor. And Romy Cayley's family was at both events, at the Hall of Fame event and also at the Cato Ballroom. And I got to meet them and talk with them, and just what a thrill that was.
Absolutely.
I would never have imagined. Randy Dorschner thought that was so neat that I was playing in that tribute band. And you know what? He was still coaching me last year and the year before.
Right before he passed away. And that's what's so sad. The band is almost extinct. I mean, you and probably Steve Dorschner, a couple of the only, really veteran players of the Ray Dorschner band left, huh?
Yeah, and when I found a picture from, believe it or not, from 1974, and there's eight of us, and there's only three of us left.
Okay.
And the three that are left right now from that picture is Ray Conkle, who is 92, I believe.
Yeah.
92. And then Mike Brush was the other trumpet player.
Okay.
And myself. And now we did the Rainbow Valley Rewind last summer. How Mike and Kim Selecki had this idea for their 15th wedding, wedding anniversary, to see if they could get the Rainbow Valley Dutchman to play again. I just said, all you can do is ask Randy, and he agreed to it. And I still don't know how to this day how they knew. They didn't know. But, that was the last gig that Randy played with us. We got to play one more gig with Randy.
Yeah.
And as sad as all this was, I couldn't believe it when he called me in the middle of October and said that, he had liver cancer. And but he was going to start chemo. And it was going to get better, and it just didn't. And it was very sad. He died at the end of November, 6 weeks later.
Wow. So that rewind job of the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, that was in July?
Say that again.
That was in July, that Mike and Kim's dance, that was. And that was so that's July, August, September, October, November. 4 months later, Randy passed away then. And he still played at that event, huh?
Yeah, he was fine. he was the same old Randy, you know, still coaching me. But, no, he was the same old Randy, and we played so well, and we had so much fun that day. It was good to see everybody. And Keith Zwack played concertina. Now, he's still around, of course, you know. And Steve Dorsner, myself, of course, Mike Selecki, Dan Jurabic played in Randy's place, and then Randy played in Ray Dorsner's place.
Okay.
And then in the back row, of course, we had John Wells, Ray Wells' son, played drums. And of course, Ray Wells passed away in 2022.
Okay.
And then Zach Dieter played tuba, and we had Chris Langan on banjo.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so, I mean, when you think about it, yeah, it's like, you know, when you think of the Dorsner band that played, you know, Keith Zwack is alive, and Steve Dorsner and myself, Mike Selecki, and then everything else has been you know, changed. And so, but what a fun thing that was. That was an honor to do that, too, the Rainbow Valley Rewind is what they called it. And so I try not to, even though I deal with Randy every day, you know, trying to get over all this.
Yeah.
And just trying to believe, you know, I can't believe that all this happened. But yet, then I start thinking about all the good memories that we have. And, I mean, Randy and I met in 71. You can now imagine we've got 53 years of memories.
Oh.
But also just the fact that we played last summer. And that's such a wonderful memory, and I try to start steering toward that.
Sure.
And I should also add that when we did the Rainbow Valley Rewind, then Randy's niece, Gloria, Gloria Dorsner, her name is now Gloria Mackey, she came up and played some clarinet stuff with Randy and with Dan Jurabic. And so they had three clarinets.
Wow.
Yeah. That was Jimmy's daughter. I don't know if you knew that. But Jimmy's Jim Dorsner's daughter, Gloria, who is a band director at Oshkosh North High School, which is where Jim Dorsner was also a band director. She kind of stepped into her dad's place. Can you imagine that? And she played clarinet with Randy and Dan Jurabic. We had three clarinets going on some Lendlers and things like that. And then Jim Dorsner has a son who's, I think, graduating from Eau Claire. He is an opera singer. He is a performance major in opera. And he came up and sang schmaltzy music that Ray Dorsner composed. And
that's right.
I've never heard schmaltzy music done by an opera singer, but it was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Gloria did a great job playing, and John did such a wonderful job of singing. And like I said, we had such a great time that afternoon. And so I tried to dwell more on all the positive memories, all the things that happened that day, and how much fun it was, and seeing everybody. I'm going to mention a name if I could. I'm not trying to ramble here, but
no, you're fine.
Bud Wolf. They were from down in Milwaukee, or the whole gang of people from Milwaukee would follow the Dorsner band around. And I hate to say it, that group from Milwaukee, there's only one left out of that whole group, and that's Bud Wolf. And he just turned 91 back on April 19th or something.
Wow.
But he's still alive. And he was there. He was there with his daughter, and so it was fun to see him. But, yeah, it was just I try to dwell on all the good things that happened that day and afterwards. And so that's what's getting me through a lot of this stuff right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Jens, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
That's fine. I'll just sit here and listen.
Okay. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of the week for this week is a double feature, the Benny or Blazer brats and the Johnny brats, just in time for graduation weekend. They are so juicy and flavorful in the frying pan, in the oven, or on the grill. This week, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long, unlimited quantities. Lots of events happening this week. Yes, graduation weekend for the colleges of St. Ben's and St. John's is Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th. Congratulations to all of the successful graduates as you enter that next step in life. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking at the Broughton Burger Sale on Friday and Saturday will be the St. Joe Men's Knights of Columbus organization. Come out and support a great group while enjoying a burger and fries or a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. And May is also Beef Month, so many great reasons for you to stop and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. Jens for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, so you know how kind of how it works. We put up a meat package at the meat market, and along with KASM, we send that off to you priority mail and hope that you and Kathy and all those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out in the past for you?
Oh, that's been great. The meat is just absolutely delicious, so we're looking forward to it. You just can't top it. It's just fantastic meat. We love it, so we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. That's great. Well, Jens, for the sake of the listeners now, put this a little bit in perspective. There's been a rash of deaths with the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Did it all start with Ray? Was Ray the first one to go, kind of like in recent times, or...?
Yeah, here in recent times, yes. It was, Ray Dorschner in 2019.
Okay.
In June of 2019. And then one and a half months later, Jimmy suffered a stroke that did not recover from. So he died at the end of August of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Ray Dorschner died the next year in May.
Okay.
Due to an accident at home, but we won't go into that too much. But it's just Ray Dorschner, and then Jimmy Dorschner, and then of course Ray Wells in 2022, and then now Randy Dorschner here last year.
Okay.
So, and of course, hopefully I'm not missing anybody. I don't think I am. But and now we go back previous years. Lou Allen died. He was a tuba player in the 70s.
Yeah.
With a Dorschner band. He died, somewhere in the last 5-6 years, I think.
Okay.
And Ted Dorschner died. I don't remember when, but again, Ray Dorschner's brother, and he was a banjo player, pianist. Of course, and I don't remember, Larry Dorschner died, I think, after the year 2000 or early 2000. So, of course, he was one of the original members from back when. So.
And he was a concertina player?
Concertina player. And so, it's been, but here since 2019, it's been four of them.
Yeah.
So, so it's been a lot to deal with, but like I say, I try to dwell on all the positive memories and some of the laughter that we had, and that gets me through it. So.
Yeah. Well, dwelling on those positives, we got to see you guys probably right at the... very close to the height of your, guys were really going. And that was back in the early 90s, middle 90s. We came to the German Fest every year, and you met my dad. My dad was a drummer for the Deutschmeisters for the first 10 years of their existence. And, of course, he was Walt Disney II. He always carried his camcorder along and videotaped you guys. And... my uncle and aunt, Ken Eichmeier, and his wife Linda, who is a sister to my dad, and then my wife Janet and myself. So the six of us traveled out there to the German Fest. I think 3 or 4 years that we went there in the 90s. And you guys, besides being such professional musicians, were entertainers. I mean, you just had to sit and watch besides dancing, because there was so many antics going on between you and Keith and Randy. And sometimes we looked at Ray and we thought, oh, he might get a little angry with these guys goofing around here. But all of a sudden he was part of it, And it was so entertaining. I can't tell you how we enjoyed you guys.
Yeah, we always had fun, and what can I say? We knew that people were watching us, listening to us. So we were going to make sure that people knew we had a good time, and we did. And even like I said, you said Ray got in on some of the antics too, and that was fantastic. And it was a lot of fun. And that's how I met, I think, you the first time. Was I talked to your dad.
Yeah.
I just went up to him, not knowing who he was, and said, and introduced myself, and I got a videotape from him of the band playing at German Fest, which started this. This is how we got to know each other.
Really, really neat. And a little side story to that, my dad retired in 1997, and he had tons of Super 8 and 8mm home movies, of the family, like everybody took back in the days. First thing he's going to do when he retires, he's going to get this all edited and put on DVD or on, at that time, VCR tapes or whatever. Well, I don't. I think I've got all of that stuff there, and it's still not edited and not done or anything. But he did get your project done. He made that an important thing, that he had to get that made for you. And he was so excited. He came to me one day at work, and he said, "You know who called me? Jens Jensen called me. He's a trumpet player for Ray Dorschner. And he's seen me filming, and he wants me to make this copy of the video." He was ecstatic. I swore he wasn't even touching the ground. He was walking on air. He was so excited about doing that for you. So he did get that accomplished.
Yeah, that was pretty neat to get that and then to sit and watch that. That's the thing. You know, I can sit and watch the band, you know, on the tape there and stuff. But that was the thing about the dances that we played. You know, I got to see the dances from the stage looking out into mm-hmm. the hall. And most people, you know, they're standing on the dance floor or wherever, and they're watching the band. Mm-hmm. And that's their perspective. But we got to sit up there and stand up there and look out and look over the whole place and just watch everybody dancing or some shenanigans that were going on somewhere.
Yep.
You know, I can tell you two places we played at. We played the first notes of the Rainbow Valley Polka, and the floor is filled with
yeah.
dancers already. As a matter of fact, just getting back to the Rainbow Valley Rewind, when we started playing those first notes of the Rainbow Valley Polka, first time in 11 years that we had played, there's a group of people standing out front, just like at Gibbon or other polka festivals, and they hear the hollers and the cheers and the clapping, the applause and the, of the crowd when we started playing. You know, it's something you don't forget. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
And through the years, we've bumped into each other again. Just a year ago, yeah. Lester Schuft passed away. I was a pallbearer there, and you were hired to be a trumpet player to do the taps, and you played another song during the funeral mass. And you yeah. go ahead and explain to the listeners your feelings.
Yes. I was asked to play trumpet at the funeral service for Lester Schuft. Okay, that's not a problem. A couple of days later, his daughter Sherry calls up, "Can you play the Guido Mosquito Polka in church?"
Uh-huh.
I said, "It's okay." "Oh, sure, that won't be a problem, you know." So
this is a solo now, just you.
So it was just going to be me. No organist playing along. It's just me.
Yeah.
So I'll get to church, of course, and we practice what we were going to do in the church with the organist. And the church service starts, and I look, and I see you in the front row. I see Jim Bartles in the front row. The front pew,
yeah.
right in front of the organ, where I'm going to stand. I'm sitting in about the third, fourth pew in the back, saying, "I'm going to play this polka by myself in front of these guys." I don't get too nervous often. But that kind of, why don't we have a balcony here with an organ on it and we can be in back of church? Oh, no, we're going to be right up in front, and I'm standing there right in front of you guys.
Yep.
And I played the Guido Mosquito, as Sherry calls it, Guido Mosquito Polka, and I played it perfectly. I'm not trying to brag.
No. Nope.
And I stayed in the key of A, and it came off without a hitch, and so that was enjoyable. And we also played When the Saints Go Marching In, even though they were now carrying the casket out.
Yep.
We played that on the way out and kind of jazzed it up, and then I went outside and played taps.
Yes.
And
the reason that Guido Polka was so appropriate was the fact that that was Lester's favorite song.
Right. That's right. I remember Sherry telling me that. And sure, he always called it that. And so Sherry was calling it Guido Mosquito. Even though you and I both know it's Guido Polka.
Yes, so. Yes. Oh, yes. And so many great memories even since that time. Now, when you play with these tribute bands, you work with another trumpet player by the name of Rick Keane. And Rick has got to be a good friend to you too, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, he is a lot of fun to play next to. I got to know him, especially with Chris Kelchin's band, and mm-hmm. yeah, we've gotten to be real good friends. I mean, it's so much fun to play with these guys. And, you know, with Babe Wagner, I'm kind of a fill-in with that, with the Babe Wagner tribute band.
Okay.
And so that's why I was there that day. But, yeah, playing with Rick Keane is just great. I enjoy it so much. And, of course, and you've got Myron Muehlbauer in there, too, and Jerry Cale.
Yep.
And then, like now in Chris's band, you've got more so Mike Boudin and is playing tuba, or else Gary Schrader,
yeah.
who also was
yeah.
in the Babe Wagner tribute band. But and I'm trying not to leave anybody out, but let's see.
Dave,
I think in the
Dave Krells
Babe Wagner
was,
band.
Dave Krells was drumming.
Dave Krells was drumming. Jay Minar was on piano, and Jerry Minar was playing concertina.
Yes.
And this was at the Donnie Klossner's funeral. Yeah. So yeah, it was quite an honor to be able to get to do that.
Yeah.
And I met some people there that I hadn't seen for quite a few years. So that was very nice.
Oh, that's really true. Yeah. I was introduced to so many people that I didn't know prior to that, but people that I wanted to know or felt I should know, and it was a great opportunity to meet those people. Just too bad under circumstances that Donnie wasn't
right.
there too, because he was such a good friend to you and to me and to Rick and all of us. So, it's just hard to let go of all of these good folks that we've been talking about. So,
absolutely.
Talk just a little bit about the music, Jens, both with the Dorschner band and the current bands that you're working with. Some of the songs that are really good for you or that you like. I looked on Ray Dorschner's Hall of Fame CD, and I seen you did the Ping Pong Polka with Steve, trumpet duet there.
That's right. Yep, we did the Ping Pong Polka with Steve, and then on another CD, let's see, there was Keith Zwock did Climbing the Beehive.
Oh, that was awesome. Artistry and Polka, that one.
Yeah, and he did that in one take, according to Randy.
Oh, my goodness.
He was so amazing with that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I don't know, the early albums, What's New in Rainbow Valley, they recorded Schrader Polka and Elmo's Polka.
Oh, okay.
And recently, Chris Chelchin's been after me for a few years for the Schrader Polka. And Schrader Polka. Well, I don't know if he twisted my arm or what, but I finally got it rewritten for him and gave it. And then we recorded it on his album. I think it was the Sunshine album.
Okay. Yep.
It's the opening tune on there, the Schrader Polka.
Yes.
So that's pretty neat. And since then, I wrote up a tune for the Kelton band called the Lomira Lendler.
Okay.
And because I grew up in Lomira after we moved there. Now, Chris Kelton gets the credit for the title. He mm-hmm. came up with that, and I asked him if I could steal it from him, quote unquote. And he said that would be fine. So I wrote the Lomira Lendler. And so, so I've been doing a lot of that. And with the compositions, like I said, Schrader was written, good grief, 50 years ago, 51 years ago. Elmo's about 52 years ago. And we do have Elmo's Polka now with Chris Kelchin's band, so we're playing that too. So Chris Kelchin has given new life to Schrader and to Elmo's, so that's kind of neat.
It is. So, it really is. You bet. Well, I should have asked you earlier, Jens. You play trumpet. Are there other instruments that you play as well, or do you stay just to trumpet?
Well, I stick mostly with the trumpet, and I do play flugelhorn and valve trombone.
Okay.
But, yes, I can play slide trombone. I can also do French horn, mostly brass instruments. And if I would sit down and practice on it faithfully, I can do clarinet and saxophone, and I've done flute playing, too.
Oh, you have? Okay.
And this kind of getting off the subject just a little bit, I play in the Delano Community Band.
Okay.
And I also play in the Lafayette Band. Now, I'm also I play and direct at the Lafayette Band. They're north of New Ulm. And every time I join these groups, I keep thinking, well, they'll have plenty of trumpet players. So I can play trombone or I can play French horn or something. Oh, no, I get stuck in the trumpet section. Okay, that's fine, But I get to play with them. And the Lafayette Band is really a lot of fun. If any of you out there play instruments and, come on a Friday night to Lafayette, they have a social hour, what do they call it? Social time with food in the community center, and then the concert starts at 7:30 on Friday evening. And it's very laid back, very relaxed. We play lots of marches and polkas, waltzes. We have a Whoopi John band book. What else? Novelty tunes. So it's just a lot of fun. We have the bandstand is in the park, and So if anybody wants to come, we start at 7:30. Otherwise, come for the social hour before that. And
sure.
So I've been playing in that, thinking I'm going to play other instruments, and it's always the trumpet. So.
Awesome. Well, Jens, our time is running down, and as you know, I usually ask you about this time of the program if there's a special memory that you'd want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. What have you got for us today?
Okay. Well, of course, I'm going to throw out two. The Elmer Shai Tribute Band, Babe Wagner, good grief. I mean, how can you? You can't top that with tribute bands. It's such a wonderful memory, especially playing Romy Cayley's book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess now recently it's the Rainbow Valley Rewind. Yep. We got to play one more time together as a group and with Randy and everybody. I mean, we missed Ray, we missed Jimmy, we missed Wellesley, but we got to play one more time, and that's a real good memory right now.
So, absolutely.
I'm so glad it happened. I'm glad I got to be there, and I was glad for all the people that were there. So we had a great time. So.
Awesome. Well, Jens, wish Kathy a happy Mother's Day from all of us here at CHASM. And you know what? We want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on this Mother's Day. And like I've told you in the past, the good Lord willing, we'll do this thing again down the road. How is that for you?
That sounds like an awesome thing. And I should throw out something to you. You know, it's windy outside today, and the reason why it's so windy out there is they've got all those wind turbines out in western Minnesota. If they would turn them off,
yeah,
it wouldn't be so windy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, great.
Well, anyway, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, listeners, and this was fun. I always enjoy it, and we'll see you again sometime.
All righty. If you want to hang in there, I will talk to you off the air. And there he goes, Jens Jensen, our 551st guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program. And don't go away. We've got music coming up by Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman in just moments. Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 551st edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We're at 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Time running down already, 86 degrees, our current temperature. And we're going to start out with music by Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman featuring Jens Jensen and Steve Dorschner on the trumpets with the Ping Pong Polka. Thank you. Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutch Band, one called the Ping Pong Polka, and again that featured Jens Jensen and Steve Dorschner on the trumpets. Coming up on 25 minutes now past the hour, 12 o'clock, and we are at 86 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music on the way with Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. It's the Schnee Walzer Waltz. Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutch Band, the Schnee Walzer. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 86 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport and now St. Joe, Minnesota. Jeannie texting me information says, Happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening this morning from Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B's has many unique tours planned that any mom would enjoy. With Father's Day fast approaching, maybe both want to hop on board to your favorite destination. Here are just a few of the many places that Jeannie B's coaches are heading in 2025. The Medora Musical, three tours to Branson, Door County, Wisconsin, the Apostle Islands, up the North Shore to Grand Marais, Colors of the Smoky Mountains, Nashville, Pigeon Forge, and Gatlinburg, and Christmas at the Ark Encounter. These are extended tours with Jeannie B's on Trobex Deluxe Coaches. Extended flyout tours include Alaska, Canadian Rockies, New England, Hawaii, Panama Canal, cruise Iceland, Holland, Germany, and Austria, Ireland and Washington, D.C., and the California Rose Bowl Parade. Just call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 for a complete tour schedule, or stop by the offices in Freeport and the new second office now in St. Joe. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And that's for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport and now St. Joe, Minnesota. And again, just a footnote, we hopped on board this past Wednesday with a trip that was given to us by our son Dwight and Jeannie's daughter Amy for Christmas. And it was a trip to the Chanhassen, just a delightful time. About 40 of us on the bus had a wonderful time. And yeah, you really have to travel with Jeannie to appreciate the great times you can have traveling with Jeannie. Just a fun time. It was only a one-day trip this time, so just down to the Chanhassen. We stopped at Bachman's, the nursery down there in the Twin Cities, and spent a little time shopping there, and just a tremendous time. So you can do the same. Just call Jeannie and get on board one of those trips. Sign up. And again, that's Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 86 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues with Ray Dorscher and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Here's one that Jen's mentioned. Keith Swack on the concertina does this one. I believe he did it in one take. It's one called Climbing the Beehive Polka. Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman, Keith Swack on the concertina solo there, one called Climbing the Beehive Polka. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, and Kevin is located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with a nice inventory of brand new Hustlers on hand. And of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Now, Kevin also took on the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment line. Handheld blowers, backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more. All powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Again, just give Kevin a call to make sure he's there. 320-363-7459 to check out all of this brand new equipment. And Kevin's Countryside, well, like I've told you before, Kevin's a busy guy. He puts in the family farm this time of the year. So if nothing's happening around the shop, he's out in the field putting in the crops. But he doesn't want to miss you. So if you drive out there and don't make an appointment or let him know you're coming, he might be out in the field for a couple hours. So give him a call. Again, that phone number, 320-363-7459. Just let him know when you're coming. And he'll be there. Be happy to show you the Eagle brand powered equipment, that 56-volt lithium battery powered equipment, or else those brand new Hustlers. And of course, occasionally, you know, he doesn't keep a junk pile out there. So occasionally he gets one of those refurbished lawnmowers. Might be a John Deere, might be a Cub Cadet. Who knows, Toro, all the different brands that people trade in. He'll refurbish them, fix them up, and put them out for sale. And so if you're in the market for something used, he might just have something for you there as well. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us our final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more selections. And Ray sang a few songs over the years on the recordings. Here's one that he does in Mein Herz Waltz. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman.
Liebe verdient. In dein Herz ist der auch Liebe vermehrt. Wenn du mein willst, meine Schatz allein, kannst du treu sein, denn mein Herz ist dein.
Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman in Mein Herz Waltz, and that featured Ray himself on the vocal. Some good stuff for you there. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 87 our temperature here in Albany. Here's Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman featuring Jimmy Dorschner, Ray's son, on the bass solo, One Call, the Faithful Bassist. The Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman, Jimmy Dorschner on the tuba solo there, one called The Faithful Bassist. Boy, that clock on the wall just goes double time when you're having a great time playing great music here. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. No better song to wrap it up with than Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, the Rainbow Valley Polka. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman, the Rainbow Valley Polka, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.